Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And, you know, if you stream listen instead of actually downloading and subscribing, that's an easy way to get the regular, the daily show podcast and After the Show every single day. And that's whoever you want to use, your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcast, and so forth. Producer Faith the other day asked me a question, but we were talking about the end of the school year and how, you know, taking pictures of friends and what you do, the yearbook thing, all that kind of stuff. And when I was in probably 8th, 9th, and 10th grade, I started getting into photography, and I would always group together all of my classes and take a group photo. And
like of all the kids in the class?
Yeah. Just one, and I have a handful of those, and I stopped doing that like after the 10th grade.
Was that because you were on the yearbook staff, or that was just personal?
So, all right.
I'm waiting for this answer. Come on.
It was personal for the first couple of years. Then in the 10th grade, I was put in charge of the, and this will date me, the school slideshow. So, you know, you would, it's, because, you know, the yearbook doesn't come out until the next fall. If you really want to capture everything that you're supposed to in one school year, you can't get your yearbook at the end of the school year, right? You shouldn't, anyway. I don't know.
I got mine at the end of the school year, and yeah. I had people sign it, or in the summer, maybe.
I got mine.
At the end of the school, yeah.
Yeah, we always got ours. We always got ours in the summer, so that everything from the year was captured. Because they couldn't print it that fast.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. But nobody's going to get to sign it in the summer. And I had lots of signatures in my yearbook, and I loved that. It's my favorite part of it. Phoebe got her yearbook the other day.
Yeah,
not long before her last day of school, and she's got all kinds of signatures in there. And one of her friends, who's an art student, drew a picture of Phoebe in the...
Oh, that's cool. Does it look like Phoebe?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. It is really cool. If she lets me share it, I will.
The only ones that didn't get signed for me were my senior year, because when everybody would come back, they were on a different schedule. But everybody signed my yearbook. It didn't change that, because everybody... It was a day where you came and picked up your yearbook, and everybody was hanging out, you know?
Oh, okay. So you had a whole day of it in the summer.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't roll that way in the country, but okay.
Yeah, actually, it might have been actually the first day of the next school year or something like that. But anyway, whatever it was.
Okay.
I do think it was smart, because they were going to have to put everything to print. So anything that happened after March was never going to be in the school yearbook, right? Big, you know, performances, jazz band, plays or whatever.
Graduation.
So, but anyway, where I was going with this is you asked the question about taking pictures. When I was in charge of that, which, of course, in the digital world, man, I would have loved that, because it's so easy. You get your LED projector, boom, you're ready to go. But because of the yearbook thing, they wanted to do a slideshow at the end of every year that celebrated the seniors and all of that. And so somebody who was on the student council would be the one to take those pictures, and that person was me for two years. I became, you know, I don't know that it's a name I'd want today, but I was Mr. Slideshow.
Yeah.
So
you've got a lot of names. That's not one I know, but okay.
So I did that for a couple of years.
Yeah, you know, if this is any consolation to you, Murphy, they had one at Maddie's senior breakfast.
Yeah.
It was a PowerPoint, but they called it a slideshow.
Sure.
So, I mean, people still call them slideshows. So.
Okay. Right, yeah. So, but I don't know. I guess by the time I became a junior and a senior, I would shoot pictures of my friends.
You were too
out.
Cool for that.
Well, I would shoot the things on the, you know, out on the campus and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Things change. But Faith was asking me, because I mentioned that I took pictures of my school bus drivers
for legal reasons.
So,
hey, something happened.
So, you know, the first couple of times that I did that, I don't know. I mean, just to me, I was taking a record of everything that meant anything to me. Mm-hmm. And so I really only have pictures of two of my school bus drivers. It's not like I did that every year since I was in elementary school. But I have two of them. One of them was just, you know, he's a cool guy. I liked him. But the other school bus driver, the reason I took a picture of her is because in the middle of the 7th grade, I changed schools, which is very, very difficult to do in the middle of a school year. You're going from a rhythm that you already have with your friends and teachers and everything to
7th grade.
Right, a completely new environment. Awkward time, awkward. You know, middle school, where you're already, it's already an awkward social time for you, because you're going from being a kid to, you know, a young adult, a teenager. Right, exactly.
What was the move? Why did you change? Did y'all move? Or
It was just, it was something my mom wanted to do. She just wanted us in a different school.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and I'll leave it at that. But she, but anyway, it was, I had a really difficult, you know, I don't know, first week getting used to that. And even though I had some of my other friends who were at the school, I don't know, the bus driver was so welcoming to me.
Wonderful.
And made me feel at home and greeted me every day that I was getting on the bus and would tell me to have a good day after I got off. She made a huge difference for me. She
yes.
was really, in that transition,
that's beautiful.
One of the first confidence builders that I had in the transition to that school. And I don't know, that little boost from her in those first 2 weeks
yes.
really made all the difference in the world because I was so nervous changing from one school to another in the middle of the school year. It was just new teachers, new everything. And so the same way that some teachers have an impact on you, my bus driver actually had that same kind of impact on me, and that's the reason that I actually took the picture of her.
Okay, I love it now. I'm sorry that I was chuckling.
That's okay. Now I understand
because sometimes that's all a child needs is one person
yes.
to believe in them or to give them the confidence boost. When you are a child, you look to the people around you to tell you how to feel about yourself, period. That is one big thing adults need to remember about children is they are looking to you to see how to feel about themselves. Mm-hmm. And so if she thought you were going to have a good day and she was encouraging to you, you could stand up a little taller.
Yeah.
I love it.
And take her picture.
Well, she maybe what other student probably ever asked her for a picture?
Well, and actually, she didn't stand up for it. She was in the bus driver's seat. That's exactly how the picture looks.
Do you still have the picture?
I do have that picture.
Oh,
yes,
we
got to
see this lady. Okay.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.